Most gracious, loving, almighty, powerful God. Most healing God. Most wonderful God. What a privilege it is to be in this place with one another as we worship you. Lord, we come to you in prayer because we're just who we are. And you are who you are. And you have told us that you hear us. That you hear our voices, that you hear our hearts, that you hear our needs, that you hear our joys. And so we bring it all to you right now. Oh, we thank you. We thank you is here this day that she and Matt were able to get up and come. We thank you for being with her during all the struggles with what taking care of cancer takes. We pray for healing for her. We pray for energy for her. But what we pray mostly is a thank you to you for her life, for all that she means to us, for her joy and for her faith and for her trust and the way that she's able to share that. So she lifts us up in the midst of sharing what you have done for her. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. You know, our hearts are filled with prayers for we pray that you would continue to just give him strength, give him understanding. This is something brand new. He does not know how to experience this. None of us do. But you do. You are there. And so we just pray that you would continue day by day to give he and she exactly what they need as they face this treatment together, as they face this illness together. May they find you in a way that they have never found you before, because that's when you tend to pop up, when we're least expecting it. We pray for love. We pray that you would give her additional peace and understanding. She walks with you so closely, and she touches our hearts in so many ways. And now we pray that she would hear our prayers as we pray to you for her healing, a quick and speedy recovery as she gets over this fall that she's had. Heal her body. Give her what she needs to continue being your blessed servant as she lives out her call in this church. God, you know our hearts. You know that we pray for Jimmy and we pray for Mac and we pray for they face illness in several members of their family, and they are with them now. God, we don't really know how to pray for the big things that are going on in Israel and Palestine and the East. But we know that you are in control, that you have a plan, that if we'll get out of your way, that your plan can take place. But right now, all we can do is pray for all the people of Israel, all the people of Palestine, all who are being affected, all who are struggling to know how it is to live. Those who are oppressors, we pray that you would somehow touch their hearts, that you would remove them from the scene so that the people of Palestine can live in peace and the people of Israel can do the same. We love this part of the world so much because it was where Jesus lived. It was Jesus' home. And so we're pulled to it. Our heart is pulled to it. But we pray to you to have your will be done in that situation. And finally, we pray for this church, this beautiful United Methodist Church of ours, this Whitesburg United Methodist Church. On this particular day, we pray for our willingness and our call from you to serve the church, whether it be through time or talents or ministries or money. You called us to give back a part of ourselves. Finding you and claiming you as our Savior would accomplish nothing if we just kept it all to ourselves and didn't share it with others. So as we continue in this service, would you touch our hearts as we continue to think about these things? We thank you, Father. We thank you for your Son, Jesus, who died for us, who walks with us, who is never, never, never going to let us go. And it is in his holy name that we pray together the prayer that he taught so very long ago. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.